Three officers dead, three wounded in Baton Rouge. A really tough day for Baton Rouge and for the country, really. Here to talk about how to keep our police safe is Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. He is going to be speaking at the Republican convention tomorrow night. Sheriff, thank you very much for that horrific day. I spoke to the heads of the Sheriff Department, the Police Department, and the state police down there, and they told us how their hearts were reeling. Their message is peace and coming together in the country. What's your message?
You don't believe that for 1 minute, do you?
That their message is?
Yeah.
That's what they said to me.
Okay.
Yeah, believe them. Of course.
Any protests over the deaths of these cops today in Baton Rouge?
I don't know that.
Any riots or protests over the police officers in Dallas, Texas?
What are you asking?
It's a pretty simple question.
I asked you what's your message to the people. Their message is one of peace. What is your message?
My message has been clear from day one, 2 years ago. This anti-cop sentiment from this hateful ideology called Black Lives Matter has fueled this rage against the American police officer. I predicted this 2 years ago. Do I want to know?
With all due respect, do you know that this was because of that?
Yes, I do.
As a law enforcement officer?
I've been watching this for 2 years. I predicted this. This anti-police rhetoric sweeping the country has turned out some hateful things inside of people that are now playing themselves out on the American police officer. I want to know, with all of the black-on-black violence in the United States of America, by the way, when the tragedies happened in Louisiana and Minnesota, you know that 21 black people were murdered across the United States?
Was there any reporting on that? There was a black officer who was killed today. Sheriff, please, let's just keep the volume down here. So I understand. I'm looking at three dead cops this week, and I'm looking at five last year.
And you're trying to tell me to keep it down?
If you'll just please. We can keep it civil. So, because the message to people at home, I'm sure you want, is one of civility.
I wish you had that message of civility toward this hateful ideology, these purveyors of hate.
What my message is?
What I want to say to you is, these people preach vile and virtue in the name of hate.
And we'll be right back. All I want to do is have a conversation. I can't have a conversation with you if we're both talking at the same time. What it sounds like to me is that you're accusing me of violence and supporting something, a narrative that I'm not necessarily in support of. And if that's what you're accusing me of violence, then you can leave. That's not true. I don't support violence of any type against police officers, against anyone. So if you're accusing me of that, then you're welcome to leave. But if you want to have a conversation, I am more than willing to welcome a conversation with you. I don't disagree with you about there is a narrative across the country that could be harming police officers. But we don't know right now, as someone who's in law enforcement, if that was the actual cause of it. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Do we know that generally the American law enforcement officers are racist? Do we know this?
Go on.
I ask a question.
Do I know American general law enforcement are racist? I don't think anyone is accusing. If you're insinuating that people are accusing or saying that law enforcement across this country as a whole are racist, then your assumption is wrong.
First of all, this whole anti-police rhetoric is based on a lie. There is no data, and you know this. There is no data. There is no research that proves any of that nonsense. None.
You'd have to be more specific about what data and what nonsense you're talking about.
That law enforcement officers treat black males different than white males in policing in these urban
centers.
There
is data that supports
that. There is not data.
The president spoke about it. Cedric Alexander, who is a law enforcement officer.
The president has been lying about it. He said it again the other day when he said black males are 2 times more likely to be shot by a law enforcement officer than white male. Don, that is a lie.
That is not a lie.
It is a lie.
Yes.
Show me the research that we have
from the Washington Post.
The Washington Post debunked that nonsense.
There's also research.
He also said
Sheriff,
this, Don.
There's also research.
He continues.
A Harvard professor that also showed that black people are treated more aggressively by police officers.
No, you are wrong in your interpretation of that Harvard study, because I read the study. That's not what he said. He said he was surprised to find
that in shootings, of the most severe in shootings, that he found no evidence that there was a difference. Also, it should be noted that that study was a very small sampling of police departments across the country. Many people did not find it credible, but it is also interesting that in that research, he found that blacks were treated differently when it came to aggressive policing, but for the most egregious shootings, he found no difference. That's what that study showed.
Well, based on what, just generally? Are we talking about high crime areas? Are we talking about police officers being under attack? Because let's go back to where this whole thing started in Ferguson, Missouri. The lie was hands up, don't shoot.
You're lumping a whole bunch of things into one. If we can do one specific thing,
that's where this whole phony movement started. It started out as hands up, don't shoot.
You're talking about Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Okay. So if you would need to speak to someone who is a member of Black Lives Matter about whether they have perpetrated a fraud on the American people. That's up to Black Lives Matter. That's not me. I'm neither a member of Black Lives Matter, I'm neither a supporter or someone who doesn't support them. I simply report on Black Lives Matter.
Do you condemn the anti-police rhetoric coming from this hateful ideology?
As a journalist sitting here on television, I don't have to condemn anyone, anything. That is something that
other
people around the country,
I condemn
their jobs to condemn
just
that.
Like I condemn the hateful ideology out of groups like the KKK. All right, I condemn it. There is no place in American discourse for that sort of vile, vitriolic hate coming out of this ideology. This has fueled and fanned the flames of this anger toward the American police officer. There's only one group in America, that truly cares about the lives of black people in these urban ghettos. And it's the American police officer who goes down there on a daily basis, puts their life on the line to protect who? Yeah. Black people. So when you say we just want to have a conversation, about the black on black crime, which kills more black males, which is more of a threat to any black male in the United States than a law enforcement officer.
Sheriff, yes, that's a different conversation. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. There's an issue when it comes to violence. Black on black crime, it's crime. White people kill white people, tend to kill white people.
You know,
black people tend
not
to kill black people.
Not in the numbers.
That's fine, but that's a different conversation.
I don't care who white people are killing.
That is a different conversation than police brutality. And we're not having that conversation right now.
I want to be very clear with you.
I condemn all violence of any type, just for the record.
Was the situation between Mike Brown and Darren Wilson, was that police brutality?
But we're not talking about Darren Wilson.
I am.
No, if you're asking me what the Justice Department showed, that it exonerated Officer Darren Wilson, and that the hands up, don't shoot narrative was a false narrative. That has been reported by CNN and by others.
That was another phony report.
What does that have to
debunked.
Do with Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
All right, because when you take in
Baton Rouge, Louisiana,
rates of involvement in violent crime, and crime in general, but violent crime, you're going to see that black males are overrepresented in terms of being involved in violent crime. That's going to mean more arrests. That's going to mean more people going to prison. This stuff has already been debunked.
Sheriff, that's a different conversation.
It's
that we're having two different conversations. I'm asking the questions here. You're answering the questions by asking questions about some other subject that we're not discussing.
We're talking about this hateful ideology called Black Lives Matter. You said you're not a member. You can't be a member. It's not an organization.
There's
no structure. These individuals.
And Sheriff, we appreciate you coming on.
They preach vile and vitriol in the name of virtue.
Thank you, Sheriff. We appreciate it.